And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. I'm your host, Wes Tankersley. Thanks for hanging out with me today for another edition of Morning Coffee. kind of wanted to start off this morning by, and I do this a lot, it's funny, I'm talking to my friend, I touch my face, One of those things on camera, it's kind of one of those deals, you get the little itchy nose and you scratch it. We meet a lot of people in our life, you know, and I think that something that happened during COVID, you know, like when that whole situation happened and we were all locked down and we were all doing all these things, we kind of got into the middle of some stuff that we learned how to deal with, being able to not have to go anywhere. And you learn how to meet with friends and do those things and do a lot of things interactive on social media. And at that time, my friend and I, Jay, you know, who I had met during COVID, started to do this One Drink Wednesday. And it was kind of a cool thing that we did. We do it every Wednesday. And you're watching this on my normal channel, my normal TikTok page, but there is also another page that I have called At One Drink Wednesday. We just started it a couple weeks ago, but we met a lot of people through that. We meet people. We have kind of some regular people that kind of hang out at our virtual bar, and we lost one. We lost one of our people yesterday or the day before. Chris Cutt was in an accident. He is, if you don't know, like if you haven't been through, if you don't know what an Acura NSX is, it's this car, it's a kind of a supercar that my friend Jay has one, has had two, and Chris Cutt actually had one too. And it's a very rare car, but he was a big part of that community. And he actually had this awesome red NSX that, he drove around, and he actually took one and he cut one in half and made a trailer out of it. And super cool car. Anyway, he'd come on One Drink Wednesday and kind of talk to him. That's how I met him. That's where I had got into that kind of community. So I don't have an NSX, but I kind of feel like I'm part of that community because there's a lot of friends that I have met through social media, through Jay, through One Drink Wednesday, and just being in this space. And Chris is one of those people, really nice guy. Been on Jay's podcast a lot. That's when I first heard of him, you know, kind of told us a lot of stuff about like cryptocurrency, about Bitcoin, really big into that. Anyway, he passed away. So kind of one of those things, I just wanted to pay a little homage to him and thank him for, you know, rest in peace, my friend. You know, he was there. He hopped on every once in a while when Jay wasn't there, and it was just part of One Drink Wednesday. Kind of a cool dude. And sad to see him go. But it starts to make you think about life, right? Like I'm getting up there. I don't know much about my audience, but I'm 43 years old, and you start to think about these things, and like, we're not, you know, bulletproof. Things will happen. And it's kind of one of those things that I want you to think about, that life is short. And that is something that if there is something that you want to do, and there is something that you're waiting to do, because that's what this is all about. You need to get out there and do it, you know, don't be afraid. So anyway, rest in peace, friend. And today I wanted to talk about something. I was just kind of looking through, you know, sorry to start that off on a somber mode, but this is Morning Coffee. This is what we're talking about. We talk about our feelings sometimes. Normally I go through some of these quotes that I've read and kind of talk about how they relate to me and what I do and those types of things. And hopefully they'll help you kind of get through your day. But I saw this yesterday and I started to look through it, and I was watching it or reading through it. And this is something that, you know, hits it all, right? And I think maybe we need to write our own 10 rules. I'm going to start thinking about that, the 10 rules that I have. But this is Kobe's 10 rules. And if you guys don't know who Kobe Bryant is, opinions are subjective for sure. Michael Jordan's probably, in my mind, Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. There's more than just like the stats and all those things that prove that he is, in my mind. Just the way that he executed things, the way that he worked on things, the way that he practiced on things, the way that he just was wanting to be better every single day, which is a big part of my journey for me. Journey. I hate that word journey, and I just used it, but it's a big part of my life, right? Wanting to be better than I was yesterday, today, every single day, wanting to be better. wanting to be the person who continues to improve over and over again, because I think that we are capable of so much more. And Kobe Bryant had these 10 rules, and we're going to go through the 10 of them and just kind of talk about them and how I think that this really relates to me, my life, the types of things that I do. And we'll chat about that a little bit. Thanks for hanging out. If you guys are hanging out, if this is your first time here, every morning at 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, blah, 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 blah. You do the math on your time zone. I'm not very good about it, but that's where we're at. We're here. And so these are Kobe's 10 rules. We're going to talk about them a little bit and kind of go through them and what they mean to me and what they can mean to you. Number one is what we already talked about. Number one, get better every single day. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be a small thing. It could be writing down, you know, your goals one more time, reaching those goals, executing those goals, all types of things. There are certain things that you can do every single day and just being better at that, whatever it is. Okay. Rule number two is prove them wrong. And I think that a lot of times we get lost when people tell us that we can't do something, that we can't push through, that we can't work harder, that we can't do this, we can't do that. But the fact of the matter is that it's up to you to prove them wrong. It's up to you to figure out what it's going to take to show them that they are not right and that you can work harder. You can do it. People will tell you stuff. They'll encourage you to not do it. They'll tell you, they'll put that self-doubt in you. And they will encourage you until they find out that you have done it. And then all of a sudden they'll disappear because they don't like to see you succeed. And so those are the type of people you don't need. You want those people that are there with you when you're winning and when you're losing, and that will be there for you every single time. Prove them wrong. Number three is work on your weakness. Wow, that's a tough one, right? Because no one wants to work on the hard part. Everyone wants to work on the easy part. Be that person who is willing to work on your weakness, whatever it is, whatever you're doing, you have to be willing to work on that weakness. Okay. If you are a bad writer, you need to write more. If you're a bad speaker, you need to speak more. If you're a bad three-point shooter, you need to shoot more three-pointers. You have to be willing to work more and harder on those things that you are doing. Frank, thanks for hanging out. Frank's in the live here. We got him up before his early morning routine. So it is early in a lot of places. Who's up this early? I am. Nikki is. All you people rocking raccoons in the house. Work on your weakness. What is your weakness? A lot of times people will expose your weakness, and you have to be willing to work on that. You have to be willing to get better at whatever that is, because that is what's going to get you and push you over the top. Okay. Work on your weakness. Execute what you practice. Number four. Michael Jordan always talked about working or practicing harder than he played, and putting all the work in at practice, because in the game, the practice would take care of that. So what you have to do is you do it over and over again. If you're not good at shooting free throws, what do? Practice more free throws. Keep practicing, keep shooting, so that when it comes to that point in time when you're called upon to do the things that you need to do, you've practiced it so much that it's not practice anymore. It's second nature. You can do it. You can build it. You can keep going. Execute. Go out there and execute. Number five is learn from greatness. And I have to think that when he says learn from greatness, that one of the things that he thought about was, and this is Kobe Bryant's 10 rules, if you weren't here in the beginning. But one of the things I have to think about, learn from greatness. We've talked about this before. If there is something that you want to do, if there's somewhere that you want to go, if there's something that you want to be, you have to be willing to go and find that person that person who is doing what you want to do, and pick their brain. And sometimes you're sitting there thinking like, you know, okay, so for me as a podcaster, like the things that I should do is I need to go find Joe Rogan. I need to go find Adam Carolla. I need to go find Lewis House. I need to go find these people who have done this every single day and try and talk to them. And realize that for me, I may not have access to those people. So I have to go and find someone else who is doing it and learn from them. So I talked to my friend Jay. I talked to my friend Matt. I talked to all these people who are doing what I am doing and talking to them about their successes and how they created it and what is working for them and what isn't working for them. And then using that, reflecting on it, understanding that no matter what you do, those people who have done it will have some answers for you, okay? Don't be afraid to reach out to those people. You'll never know if they'll be willing to talk to you about it. I've had some great interviews with some great people who have told me how they've reached their success and what they've done and how they've gotten there. And I wouldn't have got those had I not reached out to them. You know, they may not be big people to you, but they're big people to me. They're people that I look up to and I wonder how they did that and what they did. And there's tons of those. There's tons of those. The information is out there. I'm one person. There is a bunch of information out there that people that you can learn from if you're willing to just go out there and find it. So learn from greatness. I think the big thing here is always learning, right? We always need to be learning. So learn from wins and losses. Just because you won didn't mean that you executed everything 100%. There is something that you can learn from what you did. You can take away. I did this when I shot this shot. I made that work. I did this when I posted this video and it got a lot more views. What did I do that worked? I did this when I posted this video and it didn't get a lot of views. What did I do when it didn't work? How can I learn from those mistakes? How can I learn from those wins and losses to make things better? Practice mindfulness. So part of learning from those wins and losses is being mindful of what you are doing. You know, you are dissecting that process. How did you build that? How did you work through that? What are the things that you can do to change it? What are the things that you can do to stay the same? And how can you continue to be better? You have to be mindful of the things that you are doing so that you know where you're going. Be ambitious. Be ambitious. Yep, learning is an essential key, Frank says. Be ambitious. Okay, that means go out there and do it. Don't be afraid. Don't be the one who doesn't want to jump in. Don't be the person who is afraid to do it. Be willing to jump in there and do everything you possibly can. Don't stand in the back. If you want it bad enough, you're going to be ambitious. You're going to get in the game. We have a team. You know, if you have to think about it, we have teams and you must believe in that. My team, my team in my house is my wife and my two kids. And I have to believe in my team. I have to understand that they're here for me and I'm there for them. And you have to be willing to work with them and use them and let them use you to be the best you can be. So believe in your team. Who is your team? Surround yourself with that team of people that want to make you better. Who are they? Who's in your corner? It seems like that, what was that Verizon commercial? Your top five or whatever. Who are your top five people? Who are the people that believe in you, that are trying to work with you to make you better, and you're trying to make them better? Believe in that team. This is my favorite one right here. This is my favorite one. Learn storytelling. And when I say that, what I mean by that, and I'm not certain that this is what Kobe meant, but this is what I mean. Learn to tell the story. Learn to tell people how you did it. Learn to tell people how you executed. Share your knowledge. That is one of the greatest things that you can do, is you can share the knowledge that you have with other people. Because number one, by teaching it, you do it again. And by doing it again, you actually are executing again. And you're showing people, and you're proving it, and you're working on it, and you're practicing it, and you're mindful of what you're doing. So learn to tell that story. Learn to tell people how you did that, because the repetitiveness of doing it over and over again by sharing it or telling people will take you so far. It's going to help you to get further. So learn how to tell the story. Learn how to tell people how to do it. Anything is possible. A short one, but a good one. I think that, there's a lot of good information here. There's a lot of things going on in life that I think we get lost in and we're not able to execute. You know, we don't think about it. We don't learn from our mistakes because we're afraid to make a mistake, and we have to be willing to push ourselves out there. So thanks for hanging out with me. Appreciate you all. Thank you to our subscribers. We got Frank, Lance, Nikki, and Michelle. Thank you to our Patreons, Anna and Nikki. If you want to join the Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/WesTankersley. There's a link in my bio for everything that you need to see. Appreciate you hanging out here, and go out and be great today.